All right, we're going to start up again. All right, now we are on to the Highway Department. Michael Clay Galera has a motion regarding it. It will be OTR 66 and 67 on page 4 of your OTR book. So, with that, Mike, go ahead and make your motion.
What? There's something over there?
No. Not anymore.
No, but did you see the screen?
Oh, it's a blur.
I'm doing that?
Oh, no. Where's my pages?
What did you break the computer already?
My pages are all out of order.
No, no, he had a newspaper over there.
Yeah,
so.
Covered it up.
Now it's getting better.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine now.
I'll turn it off next time.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's good now.
Oh, it just got condensation.
Yeah, department. Yeah.
That confirms the theory.
No,
right?
It's all-purpose lens cleaner solved the problem.
All right.
On page 4 of our over-target request booklets, OTR 67 has a line for highway materials being recommended by our county administrator at 100,000. I would move to change that target number to 25,000, a decrease of 75,000.
Yeah.
In that line, I'm decreasing highway materials by 75,000.
By 75,000.
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a second to that?
No.
You. Carol seconds.
Oh.
All right. She said she was getting grumpy.
Yeah. All right. All right. Mike, would you like to explain your motion?
In general, I would prefer an unspecified cut to the department, but because you have to choose a place to make a motion again, I chose highway materials. That's not necessarily germane. My main reason for making a motion of basically cutting target of 75,000 to the department is that for the last 2 years, although we have put in significant increases, both in capital and material increases, and a schedule to try to keep up, for a variety of reasons, some not having anything to do with the department, they have not been able to spend the amount of money we've allocated for them. And I believe that a cut of 75 will not diminish their ability to fulfill their program in 2009. And I could be corrected momentarily by the department head, but that's my guess.
Okay.
That's a motion, and I'm going to need a second before we discuss.
Yeah, Carol already seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Norma, can you give me, right now, that number you have is if we were to do that. Now, what was it before that?
Oh.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
All right, so it's, we're at 2.92, and this would bring it down to
2.71.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, who would like to speak on this motion? I have Carol, and just Carol. Okay. All right, Carol, go ahead.
Okay. In terms of exactly which line to put the cut, I really am not sure, and I would take the guidance of the department head. But policy-wise, I just don't think that we can support the level of highway rebuilding and maintenance that we have set our sights on, or you folks set your sights on, over the last number of years. And I realize that there's a life cycle to highways, and there are reasons, and roads, and reasons to keep after them. But as a society, I just don't think that we can support maintaining every last road to a level of finish that allows people to go, you know, 50 miles an hour all the way back to their house, no matter where it is. And I think we just have to start looking at ways to cut what is, you know, if you look on that graph, the biggest part of our budget. It would fit into the gas and emissions plan that we're about to look at, making part of our comprehensive plan. I just think in general we're going to have to go through the highway budget and figure out ways to adjust. And so whether it's here or somewhere else, I would even up this cut to highway. I believe that you had budgeted in this $1.6 million per year out of the capital fund, you put in the capital budget. And that also, I think, we may have to spread that out. It's the realities of today.
Okay. I'm going to allow, I have a question for Bill at first, and that is, how does this affect you?
How does it affect us?
Yes.
Well, 3 years ago, we started out on a 5-year program, roadway program. Due to the flooding 2 years ago, we could not get contractors and materials, and we were busy most of the summer repairing flood damage. Currently, we're at about 28 miles out of our 30 mile goal. Okay, and the way the price of fuel and materials has escalated, it's just eating away at not only the capital program, but at our regular highway maintenance budget. We're starting to feel like we're a little bit behind because of the escalation of prices.
When Bill said we're 28 or 30 miles, 30 miles is what we would need to do to just stay even if all of our roads were already up to the standard that we want to get them up to. So we're not, because of the extreme escalation in costs, even with the $1.6 million in capital, we're not even staying even with where we would want to be without the $1.6 million in capital. This is almost a crisis situation for the highway system. I think this legislature, before I was here, went where you're thinking about going now, and that's why we now have a 5-year, $1.6 million per year capital program to try to catch up from a situation where people were complaining to legislatures about damage to their cars on county roads. We had towns who would not plow our roads in the winter because they were unsafe for their snowplow operators in the condition they were in. That's where we were when we started this $1.6 million per year and why the legislature decided to do that. And you're headed right back there if you aren't very careful, I'm afraid. And we may go there anyway based on the escalation in prices, but we really can't afford any more cuts. I just ask you, please don't make any more cuts right now. In this environment with these kind of escalating prices, it's really going to be regretted in the future, I think, if you do.
Thank you, Ed. I have Jim, Frank, and then Greg.
Thank you, Nathan. I looked at this, and the request was $150. Steve cut a third, and that seemed like a reasonable number. I mean, I'm going to use the Greg Stevenson argument. My constituents talk to me about roads. They don't talk to me too much about other kinds of things. They do talk. They call me and, well, in effect, yell about how the roads. And then I try to point out to them, we have this much money, and that road belongs to the town of Ulysses and not the county. And they're not really willing to listen to all that. We have our buses riding on roads, and they need to be in as good a shape as possible. I'm sorry? And I ride on roads, and I completely agree with Carol that we have to begin to think about doing some things a different way, but, practically almost zeroing out the material budget is not the way to go, so I'm not going to support this.
Frank?
Yeah, I think using this method to force a department to plan is inappropriate. It's not professional, and it's not, in this particular, we have a lot of instances, but in this particular instance, please remember that a lot of the materials, Bill doesn't control the cost of a lot of these materials. Sometimes you're victimized, and if the message is to continue to plan, and I think that's part of what Ed was saying regarding the long-range plan that was developed and it was put in capital program, if I remember right, you also have a running plan so that each year you decide what it is you want to do and you plan it out. I think any encouragement there to continue to plan for 2010 is probably a wise move, because I think part of what this budget will cover into 2009 you already have in the existing plan. So, and I can't echo Jim's remarks enough. If there's anything, and Bill and I were on the phone about South Danby Road, about White Church Road, I know Martha has spoken to you about Ringwood Road. We've all spoken to you about Ellis Hollow Road.
Let's fix that.
Say again?
It's in pretty decent shape now.
Yeah, but we're not doing anything with Hunt Hill Road, are we?
Town Road.
I think this, yeah, but we point, well, anyway. I think this is the wrong way to create an environment to plan long range. And long range in this case is a 5-year period. And I just can't support this, especially with you know, my constituents. I mean, it sounds like Jim is doing an instant replay on what I'm hearing, too.
All right. I just want everybody to know that I don't support this motion, and I'm saying that just, you know, so that we start understanding who doesn't support this motion, because the speaker list is now Greg, Kathy, Mike Sigler, Steve, Martha, Will, then Dooley, then Carol. So
I'm not speaking.
And you're not speaking. All right. So just,
Pam, you might
know,
as well. You missed my hand.
And Leslin. So. Just be conscious of this.
Right. I'll be brief.
All right.
I appreciate Mike proposing this because I think there are big cuts that we need to make. I think we need to keep an eye on keeping the tax levy increase reasonable. However, if I thought that we were maintaining the county roads in driveway or runway condition, I would be the first one to hop on board. But the residents in my district that live, actually it's Jim's district, but Hulseyville Road, Black Oak Road, Van Kirk's an example of a Newfield Road that I'd heard a lot about. This isn't the place to make this cut.
All right. Kathy.
Thank you. I don't know if people understand. This is a $1.6 million budget, and it's my understanding, and I'm probably going to be corrected here, but what I heard Mike and Carol speaking to was the fact that due to circumstances beyond their control, this is the department that hasn't been able to spend all their money for several years in a row. A lot of departments would be really thrilled to have more money than they could spend. And I understand that some folks are saying this is planning, but what we do with planning with a lot of them is we put money in contingency. We try and come up with ways to use what we've got in the year that we got to spend it. $75,000 in a budget of $1.6 million, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. As a matter of fact, at a recent facilities meeting, we had a discussion about a purchase of a vehicle. And what's clear to me is that every department is making sacrifices, and I can assure you that there isn't a $75,000 pothole that isn't going to get filled this year. My belief is that this $75,000 is money that would probably not get spent this year based on recent history, and that what we're trying to do is be fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of Tompkins County and to find a way to move what we've got around. I think it's a reasonable request, but I'd like to hear how that part of this proposal is addressed. Instead of getting all emotional about the roads need to be like runways or driveways, we know we can't do that and we can't afford that, but what it sounds to me like is that we're saying that we're not being able to use the money that we're allocating to the highway for several years in a row. And that's the part that got my attention, because it's our job as fiscal stewards to pay attention to that and to allocate money efficiently. So my question is, what about that?
Okay. 2 years ago, we had flooding, and that basically, we couldn't get materials, we couldn't get... we couldn't get contractors to work in Tompkins County because they were elsewhere making a lot more money fixing more severe flood damage. We have been spending the money. It's the escalation of prices has just eaten into our buying power, and a mile of road costs a lot more now than it did 2 years ago.
So $75,000, if you didn't have it this year, what would that represent? Are you pretty sure you're going to spend it down to zero? I'd just like to ask, in the spirit of sacrifice, what would it lose you if the costs have risen so much?
We will, the cost of paving used to be $100,000 per mile, okay? Now it's 2.5 times that.
I still don't understand. That's one pothole?
No. If we were to put 1.5 inches of top on a road and do T&L, truing and leveling, it used to be $100,000 a mile. Now it's 2.5 times that.
As y'all can guess, I'm going to go ahead and support it. I think that it's worth asking the department to make this kind of a move. We've asked other departments to do it, and for the amount that it represents, I think that it's possible that due to whatever kind of weather circumstances that we have, that perhaps that the highway department once again this year won't have the opportunity to spend all the funding, and that we can use it so much in so many other areas. I don't think it would be a calamity or a disaster. I think we still have a commitment to the capital plan for roads, and I think nobody's backing away from that. What we're doing is acknowledging that we're in a fiscal crisis.
We do have those funds committed, at $75,000.
Okay. Thank you. Mike Sigler.
I have more of a question. how did the stone work out? I know we were paving some roads with like the stone.
The stone?
I thought that's what we were doing. We were putting
oil and stone?
Yeah.
That's something that's been going on for the last 30 years.
I thought we had increased that.
Basically, what we're doing is we're preserving the roads that we have that are still in good condition.
Okay.
There's a couple of different ways of preventive maintenance, much like you would seal your driveway.
Okay. Steve.
Okay. I don't think I've ever said this, but when we work with the departments, we push them pretty hard, and we ask them to sacrifice, and we ask them to cough up everything they possibly can. Bill and Ed's approach to that every year has been exemplary. Something like that, anyway. I can tell when it's getting close to the 12th hour, you know, you can't talk anymore. They always come forward and they sacrifice the maximum they possibly can, and the answer always is, when I say, well, I have to have a little bit more, is we'll make it work. When you hear Ed stand up and say, you can't push this anymore, we've really done everything we possibly can, and you hear the explanations from Bill, take their word for it. They have really been pushed as hard as they possibly can. I wouldn't cut here at all.
Thank you, Steve. Martha? Then Will, then Julie, then Carol, then Leslie.
I'll be brief. I think it's pretty clear where the votes are, but I just want to say, in my district, which is mostly rural, we have a small program that allows a highway to paint the white edges of on the road, you know, so you can, if you're at night, you're driving, you know where the road ends. There are a number of roads where there's nothing to paint. There's no shoulder. There's no edge. It's all crumbled away. It's a real safety issue.
All right. Will.
I'm going to be voting against this, Mike and Carol. And I'm sympathetic, actually, to the impulse to let it, because, I mean, it's the hugest part of our budget. I don't know that, as a community, we can indefinitely sustain the system as it is constructed. That being said, we got it. Were we to do this, I suppose we could always add it back. But I think, at this stage, I want to reward the good effort that's gone into bringing it at a very minimal thing, and I will be voting against it.
Thank you, Will. Dooley?
Well, it will surprise no one that I will vote against this, but I was speechless when I saw this on our schedule for tonight. I know that million-dollar budgets are tempting targets, but our road system is not a triviality. We are obliged under increasingly watchful accounting standards to account for our assets and how we maintain them, and roads are a big part of that. Roads that aren't kept up well, as if our county attorney were here, he would point out that it opens us up to all kinds of suits, liability from dangerous situations. As to the future and the need for road systems, Carol, I know that you know the importance of bikes and walkers, and that's what shoulders are being added to roads when we can afford to do that. to allow for that mode of transportation, and I'm pretty sure that we will arrive not too far in the future at electric vehicles, which will help us in keeping our air clean, but they need roads to run on. So this just seems such an unwise cut to me, and I wanted to let anybody who's listening to this understand my position.
Okay, Carol Leslin, and I have a comment, and then we're going to vote.
Yeah. I want to say first that I'm not just throwing this out. I do want to thank both Ed and Bill for spending a very long time on the phone with me and providing, you know, overnight the map of all the roads that we maintain. And it in no way is any reflection on the job. I mean, I think Bill is doing, you're doing a great job of the job that the Tompkins County asked you to do, which was to set a standard at a certain level for how we build and maintain our roads. I just think that level is no longer sustainable, and there are options about how you set that level that we have to push to look at. So I don't know if that this is the right item to do it on, but the budget, if I'm correct, is somewhere between five, depending on which of the budgets you're looking at, is somewhere between $5.7 million and $6.6 million in the different listings here. And I guess I would ask you if you could come back to us with, if we had to cut $200,000 out of that $5 to $6 million, if you could come back, I mean, at some point in this process, we may have to look at that, and if you could come back to us with where if not this line, whether there are lines, you know, if you were forced to do it, where for this year we could start trimming.
And Carol, I think that very much happens during the process in which the administrator does work with the department heads on that, and they try to do that as much as they can. And as Steve talked about, that there was a great effort put into having the budget, in the creations of the budget, have people sacrifice and be as tight as they can. So,
usually I would look to the over-target requests as the place that, you know, those are the margins. But in this case, I didn't think that the maintenance of the snow and whatever the two salt. Over the saw snow and salt were the places that we could look at, that it had to be something more basic than that.
Right. Well, Carol, so, you could move to change their base budget at some point if you want. Right. Okay, I have Leslin, and then I have a comment, and then Pam. Pam did want to say something after all. She was feeling left out.
Well, when I hear words like inappropriate, that's when I get nervous, because every year the record will show up to try to cut $100,000 from the highway budget. I'm not going to do that this year, but I do have a question. I understand in committee that the roads that we maintain for the state, we've given back to the state. And is that savings what's already been reduced from the budget? And can you tell me where it is and how much it is?
$75,000 in Norma, do you know how to spot it real quickly? Because I have one minute.
Well, that's what's represented in the two over. Right now, they have a $230,000 cut to their budget. I'm sorry, I forgot.
And somewhere in there is the.
Part of that is due to. There's a reduction in the equipment line, and part of it is an estimate that we've made for those savings because we're not going to be doing the state roads. But as I cautioned at the very beginning, that's something we're going to have to closely monitor this year because we don't know what kind of effect it is, especially with the increase in costs. And we've cut this budget $230,000. If we cut any, we're talking over $300,000 cut to this department with this motion. But it has been addressed. It's about 100, I think it was about $130,000 that was directly related to the snow, the state contract. Mm-hmm. And then there was the other portion of that is equipment.
So if I'm hearing you right, we've said to the state we're not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. We were doing it the state reimbursing, right, not at the level of course we're spending. So we are saying we're not doing this anymore, and we have since reduced this department's budget by that amount.
That's right. If you look at right, page more, 4 of your OTR pages, you'll
all
see
ones, that's right.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yes.
Thank
plus
you.
More.
Plus more.
Plus more.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. Okay. I have a comment, simply that I'm against this motion. I think that maintaining the highways is a critical responsibility of the county. And I don't have any county roads in my district that I know of. But still, I know this because I sat next to Dick Booth, who for years had talked about the need for maintenance. And I think his voice is now suddenly, well, there's a little him right on my shoulder right now whispering in my ear. It's kind of strange. But anyway, and also I think with roads, though, it's one of those things where, you know, we talk so much in the county about how this is a preventative measure. Like if we help support this program, it will have, you know, cut costs in the long run. And with a lot of those things, it's hard to tell. But I think that there's a lot of data out there that the highway department has shown to us in years past that shows that maintenance is something that truly does save us money in the long run. And that's why we need to not go along with this this motion, because they do need those funds to maintain the roads. So with that, Pam and Carol, and then we're going to vote.
Okay. I will not support this motion, and I think that that's budget time, and I think I've said this before, and I probably will say it again, is that I do not think that budget time is the time for us to reevaluate what's been going on, the program, or what's anticipated. I think that we can make cuts, but the time, that this is not the time to do it, because that takes time, that takes effort, and to talk about restructuring the whole evaluation of our roads, I think that's something we want to look at that, but we can't do that now. And to make a judgment on reducing their budget based on sort of this vague sense that we could get by without this money, I do not think is a smart thing to do, because I have seen situations when I was on city council of deferred maintenance, of things that weren't done. And the cost, in the end, is much greater. You don't save any money in the long run, and in fact, you spend more. So I cannot support this motion.
All right, last comment, Carol.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct any misimpression that anybody might have gotten that this is, or that we're setting this up as a city-county distinction. I've had to get, my car has been through two rear ends, driving mostly on city roads. I've had to learn to drive slower. It saves me gas in the long run, or to take my car less. And I just don't want to see us talk about it as a city-county head-to-head. I don't see it as that. I think we need to address the transportation issue throughout the county and the city.
Okay, and with that, all those in favor of removing... what was it? $75,000 from Target. Wait, is that right? From Target, correct? To the highway materials line. Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, and opposed? So that's 4 ayes and 9 noes. All right. Now we are on to Frank's resolution regarding planning and street monitoring. Bill and Ed, thanks a lot for coming.
Bill can certainly leave, but while Ed is here, I wanted to possibly move something about facilities. I know Arell is not here, but Ed is. And if, before we get into the planning department, if you would allow that.
You want to move something regarding facilities?
Facilities,
that,
yes.
And you think that Arel...
I'm not sure he has to be here to answer questions, but I'm perfectly willing to defer that. But I just want to mention what it is, and maybe it could get acted on and maybe not.
Okay, well, yeah, mention what it is, sure. Yeah.
If I can remember what it is. Facilities had requested a lot of money for deferred maintenance, which we experienced the results of every day in some of our buildings. They had asked for $400,000.
Where is that located?
We're looking
page
it up.
Page 2?
Page 2.
All right.
Or page 17 in the big book. Or
page 2 in the OTR.
Mr. Chairman, could I interrupt for a
yes.
moment? We have the gentleman who's responsible for the stream monitoring program. Is
yes.
Could we deal with that first
sure.
in deference to that person and then come back to any additional items?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, Frank, why don't you make your motion then?
I'm sorry, Dooley.
That's fine. I didn't know who was out there.
It's page 53. It's OTR 45. Actually, it's page 52, OTR 45. I'm moving to restore the stream monitoring program, which is $24,682.
Second.
Restored as multi...
Multi,
I think it's got to be... It's a three-year effort. And let me give you a little...
All right, well, let me get a second. Dooley seconds. All right, go ahead.
The reason... This transcends every municipality in the county. Steve Penningroth, who is here from the Finger Lakes Institute, has suggested and has gone to various municipalities throughout the county, and there's a grid. Unfortunately, I don't have mine with me, Steve. I'm sorry. But of contributions and requested contributions by municipality, including the city, including Cornell, and on and on and on. Oh, thanks, Martha. Maybe you could read it off there. Every town, several villages have been asked to contribute towards this effort. The total is $197,000, and it's broken down: Cornell, Ithaca College, Truman, the villages of Trumansburg, Lansing. I won't read these off. The concern is that without this monitoring to determine the sediment load that's coming into the inlet, and you know the amount of concern that's been raised over whether or not phosphorus is a contributor towards the pollution and the pluming, this would be a worthwhile effort to establish a baseline. And the city was quite interested in it because of the dredging situation that we are dealing with on the Water Resources Council. If any of you have specific questions, the explanation in our yellow pages is rather brief. But I would defer to Steve if there are specific questions as to Steve Penningroth. Although Steve Witcher can comment on it too if you'd like. If there are any questions to address the need for this, and I would be glad to have Steve, or perhaps you would comment on it. But
I have Jim.
Okay. Thank you, Nathan. Frank, when you said it's a three-year effort, does this mean the $24,682 would be every year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The question for Steve. Who does this now, the kind of monitoring that is going on? Who does this now? Does anyone do that?
No. Very little monitoring, if any, is being done in the inlet. We are monitoring Fall Creek. Six or seven streams are being monitored now, but not the inlet. It's the one with the least water quality data, and obviously one of the biggest tributaries to the Southern Lake.
Martha?
I think we all got a packet on this from planning department
Joan and Ed, and it was very interesting. It was dated September 18th, and it was very complete, very interesting. And when I think about the criteria for choosing, making a funding choice, this hit on a bunch of them for me. There's leverage. You're using volunteers. A lot of leverage by using volunteers to collect the data. Using leverage from by having partners among with other municipalities. It's certainly using data. I mean, the whole thing about, you don't know what problems you even have to solve unless you can collect this kind of data. We have spent a lot of time in the planning committee talking about monitoring the lake, and over it comes up, well, we need more information on the stream. So I think, when you think about the resources in this community, in this county, water is clearly, one of our big ones. When people talk about kind of the new economy down the road, past peak oil, et cetera, all the things that we all are going to maybe have to deal with, our water supply is just a treasure. So I really appreciate this proposal. I think we funded a number of years ago, started funding a study of aquifers in the county, and that's buried in our capital budget at 88 or something thousand a year. Is that right, Ed? In that neighborhood. And what? 70,000 every year. And it's absolutely the right kind of thing to do, and so is this. This is much more modest. It's only three-year funding. I really hope we can support this. Being three-year funding, it wouldn't affect the tax levy, correct? I have one question, Steve, on your table about where the partners are. You've got area businesses down here for a similar amount. Have businesses signed on?
That's sort of the next piece of fundraising that our board is undertaking. I've in contact with Noel Desch from the Chamber of Commerce, and he and Gene McFeeder are working on getting me a slot to talk to the Chamber of Commerce, and so that's kind of our next targeted fundraising goal, is to try to make a case to area businesses, because I think they have, obviously an enormous stake in the water resources, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I have Carol, then Frank, and then we're going to move to a vote.
Yeah, I just want to put, for me, this feels a trip has triple value, because it not only starts to get at what's in our streams that we might need to pay attention to, but it also, as I understand it, involves volunteers who are, we'd be encouraging to come out and support their efforts and participate in a way that is closely overseen by the professionals, so that the results that are being read are being read by professionals.
Yes.
And then it serves the collaborative aspect that other towns and villages and hopefully educational institutions have already put in some resources, and we'd encourage others to do so. So I would like to see us do this.
All right, Frank, and then Mike Sigler, and then we'll move to a vote.
Just a reminder, the Water Resources Council reviewed this and are 110% behind it, passed a resolution in support of it. The as part of the breakdown on that sheet as to who's contributing, the program that Craig Scott sort of oversees, I can't remember the exact designation, but it's FLOPA, the Finger Lakes, you remember you were treated to a spreadsheet that Soil and Water brought to us that showed how much money they'd brought into the county through these various grants that they've applied for and been successful in getting. FLOPA is one of the largest that they've been able to access, and I know Steve has approached them about helping to fund this project too. I can't say enough about what the data will provide to help us answer a lot of questions. So if you see your way clear to support it, I know a lot of us would be appreciative.
Mike Sigler?
I was wondering, Just a quick question. How does this relate to the other stream monitoring program? Like, aren't they testing for phosphorus? And then how does this fit in with, like, the lake, the other...
Lake Service Cooler.
Well, there's that monitoring program, and then there's another lake monitoring
lake
program.
Monitoring.
And I'm wondering how they all mesh together.
Steve? This would... well, the southern end of the lake is the one that's on the 303D list, that's an impaired water body on the EPA and the DEC list. And what is becoming more and more clear as more data are gathered is that the streams are major contributors to the problems at the southern end of the lake. But, you know, we have some data, a good deal of data on Fall Creek. We have virtually nothing on the inlet. So... we don't know how much the inlet is contributing to the sediment and the phosphorus and nitrogen. I mean, it's also and bacteria and the other things that affect or potentially affect the southern end of the lake. I mean, we just I don't. Does that answer your question? I mean,
I was in a meeting and I just saw numbers for phosphorus and a lot of other pollutants coming out of the streams. I'm wondering how that. Is that the same program as this, or is this a completely different program?
Which program are you referring to? Because we do have a lot of numbers. They're on our website. I can direct you to that. But, I mean, yes, we have numbers for... We have a lot of numbers. About 10,000 data points. I can send you the spreadsheets if you want. We've got 9 spreadsheets with about 10,000
data. Can I try to help out here just a second?
Sure, Frank.
I'll make it quick. The numbers that Mike may be referring to are... Mike, don't confuse this with the in-lake monitoring numbers of the 60-odd sites that are going on. That's different than this. I don't know if...
But didn't we get stream numbers at that meeting, too, where they said, well, here's what the number was at this point in the stream, and here's the next stream?
I don't recollect that. I don't know that there's anybody... The only report that I've seen, and Ed is probably the best resource here, is the McBride and McBroom. I always mispronounce that. When they did the evaluation of 6 Mile Creek, and they did another creek, that was an evaluation that was done some time ago, and we're using it in the planning department as a tool to do whatever the next step happens to be. But I don't know that there's any actual stream monitoring, except some of the grab samples that are going on by the sites that Todd's group oversees. You know the.
Schmidt?
No, not Todd Schmidt.
USGS?
The USGS is doing.
Oh, right.
But that doesn't involve Steve.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, are we ready to vote? Oh, no problem. All right, we're ready to vote. All those in favor of multi-year funding from $24,682 for the stream monitoring program. All those in favor, please raise your hand. And then oppose? Actually, can you raise your hands again for a yes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go, 10. All right, great. That's 10 ayes and 3 noes. Okay. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Julie, can you very briefly talk about what you were proposing, and I'll make the judgment right now whether or not we'll take it up tonight or tomorrow.
Yes. Facilities needed $400,000 in deferred maintenance. I think county I don't have the numbers in my head. County administration gave them $100,000.
Page 2.
It's 2. So they requested $300,000 target for deferred maintenance, and administrator recommended
it. It sounds like they need $200,000 more, but according to Norma's most recent information, there was a reason for $165,000 more one time would make them able to function this year and do what needs to be done. And so I want to move $165,000 one time. It doesn't have to be tonight. But that's, I mean, Ed's here, and he possibly could answer questions.
Ed, do you think it would be better if Arel were here, or do you think we can take
this? Whether you want detail or not.
Well,
if you want to know what projects will get done exactly and what won't, if you don't have the funding, Arel would answer that. better than I would.
Considering the sum of money, $165,000, I think it would be better to have a rel here.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I think we're going to move it off to Norma. Is our October 6th meeting pretty
heavy?
Pretty clear.
Getting,
so we'll move that towards the meeting after that. So, all right.
As long as people know it's out there and pretty important.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Julie. Martha?
Could you tell us what you have on for October 6th?
Sure.
If we're done with everything else?
Yes. Yeah, we're done with everything else.
So, did you blend that $24,000 into that laser?
I'm sorry?
It was one time. It was one time. Okay. Multi-year.
Multi.
Yeah.
It's
multi-year.
Thanks, currently, I have, I took my glasses off. Now I can't see. I have workforce development. There's a contingent fund request for pad equipment. And if anybody wants to understand that one, don't ask me. Soil and water. There's a further discussion for DSS positions.
And cars.
And I hadn't gotten there yet. And okay. Also the cutting funding for project assistance in Department of Social Services and a request to add one-time funds for vehicles. There's another request for money to go into the contingent fund for the SPCA Article 26 that's related to the district attorney. And there's a program.
It does make sense.
I thought I was just giving you a list.
No, I just clarified. Did I hear correctly?
Yes, you did.
The SPCA and the district attorney are combined.
That's correct. No, they're not being combined, no. No more combinations. And then there's another motion related to probation and community justice, but I don't have that. We're still working with departments on that. I haven't got anything to give you for that.
All right. That sounds like a nice, full, and fun meeting to look forward to.
And facilities now, yes.
Yeah. What time
does
the meeting start?
That meeting starts at 4.
It starts on Sunday.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. All right, with that, Kathy, yes?
I'd just like to express my appreciation for people that can bring out these things early so that those of us that need to do our homework can have a chance to read up on it. And I also want to express my appreciation to Mike and others who have gone to the trouble to bring forth some difficult topics for us to talk about. I think it helps us get our bearings as we look at the budget and get a sense of the import of the decisions that we're having to make.
Remember, any legislator can bring something to put something on the agenda, and you just need to email Norma, and Norma will add it to the next agenda. All right, Mike.
I just want to speak to that general topic of bringing items to our next vote, our October 6th voting meeting, and the October 14th voting meeting. If I look at the list that was suggested for October 6th, most of those are ads.
Yeah.
So if we're going to be making motions to try to keep the tax rate at a reasonable level, I myself will be making other places to look for cuts. I really encourage people to dig deep and try to find comparable motions of cuts. Not to say that we can't go above 3, but we should at least have some deliberation about options to stay in a range that is acceptable for people to support the whole budget.
All right. Norma, can you please let us know what how much more we have until we reach our 3% goal?
We are at 2.92% right now.
So the sum of money to get to 3 is approximately?
12 cents.
$49. About $25,000.
About $25,000.
Right, I was going to say about 30.
About $25,000.
Mike, thank you for that thought.
Thank you very much. All right, Martha?
Can we get a report maybe at the beginning of the next meeting of like an update? We've taken a fair amount of one-time money. Can we get an update on what line 33A looks like, the fund balance? And
yeah, we could probably define that.
Or is that part of what you usually print out for us? Yeah. And is there any...
You're 1.35 million, something like that.
1.35, okay. And if we could also... is there any conversation about sales tax or fringe rate?
Fringe rate we've already taken care of. We've pushed that as far as we can. We've had discussions with the finance commissioner several times about the sales tax rate. Given the state of the economy and what the world's dealing with right now, I don't think anyone's prepared to go any further with the sales tax.
We won't. It won't be till about October 25th where we'll get the final the figures for the third quarter. Right now, we go through August, but we're doing very well. But we'll give you an update when we get the final figures for the quarter.
Thanks, Steve. All right. Kathy?
Well, just another reason that it's good to think about these things ahead of time and give as much notice as you can. Department heads and agencies really need to have a heads up about this, and it's respectful and it's necessary. So it would be great if people could think about things that they're thinking of adding or restoring and forward it as soon as possible to respect your colleagues and our coworkers.
All right, thank you. All right. And with that, our meeting's over, and good job, everybody. We did it in 3 hours. It feels longer because we started later, but 3 hours is not that bad.
It's 12 and a half hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, real quick. I was supposed to mention this in the very beginning. There's these handouts about the reductions in state-aided county programs. That was from NYSAC. And I think people are getting copies of this?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet. But anyway, well, I have a copy of it. If you want a copy, let Norma know. I believe Norma, Paula, Mike, and Martha were in attendance for this, and they can also ask questions in any detail about that you might have about this particular handout. So, oh, actually, wait, Norma has them right there, and she's going to hand them out. Yeah. Oh, she already passed them out? Oh, okay. All right.